We've got somebody with us who's peers every day that we are on the air here, and this Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, good to have you with us.
Great, Foster. I hope you guys are playing nice in the studio.
No
they
fist fights
never
yet.
Do, and that's what makes it fun.
No fist fights yet.
I'll have to get between these two, I'm sure.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines that you've been showing us through MI Tech News this week. One of them, and this is kind of interesting to me, is that the Governor Snyder is reviewing a bill that could affect how the Tesla products are sold.
Yeah, Tesla wants to sell direct to the public, which, of course, the franchise dealers in the state, not real excited about that. So they changed the language. They slipped it in at the last minute, so it'd make it really, really hard, because what happened was Tesla appealed in Massachusetts and won there on the state Supreme Court, so they could sell direct.
Mm.
And so the Dealers Association slipped in some language real quick that everybody didn't notice. The governor has until October 21st to either sign the bill or veto the bill. But if this will really be opening up a can of worms, then it would allow other, you know, anybody else to come in and bypass the franchise sale system that's been in place, what, for 100 years or so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, and that would be bad for the consumer? Is that what anybody
no,
is saying?
No, that'd be great for the consumer. That's why the dealers don't
right.
want it. You
so
know?
Here's the question.
Oh, the guys that spend a lot of money on campaigns don't
yeah,
want it, but the rest yeah. of us would love it. Okay.
Now, Rick,
oh, absolutely.
I get it.
Pardon me, Governor Snyder, no. So a yay vote would mean what, Mike?
Well, if he signs it, it pretty much means that even if Tesla tries to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court, because of the language, it would make it almost impossible for them to say, no, that's not right.
Okay.
If he vetoes it, there's a loophole in the language where they could do that then.
I get it. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Tesla,
that's just
that's
helps it. Me to understand it.
Yeah,
what's
and
at stake
it just
then.
Costs the customer more, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, second item you got down there is that there's a tech grants. Built Michigan school network with upgraded computers. Looks
right.
good for all
the
schools.
The State Board of Education was told this week that there's been $41.5 million in grants and $50 million more next year and the year after that to wire the schools up. Now, the problem is a lot of the schools are wired, a lot of them have computers, but the issue is that they aren't wired between the districts. So the money would then go to create the linkage or the wiring, as it were, mm-hmm. That would link the various districts so all the schools could be broadband, talk to each other. It'd be a wonderful
wow.
thing.
Well, so it's kind of a stepping stone towards the future.
And Mish Merritt used to do that, and they do it with a lot of schools. Is this just going to add on to what the Merritt Network really does?
Yeah, it's going to just sort of fill it out all over the state.
Okay.
It'd take
Good.
Time, a couple of years, obviously.
Wow.
But we'll be broadband wired, and I can't say 100% of the schools,
no.
but pretty much all of them.
But it being like in rural areas on the UP, you know, a lot of places
yeah,
which right now
area.
Are underserved could be suddenly part of the digital generation.
Well, and the other thing it might do, too, is standardize systems that are used, like attendance systems that are used between all the systems.
Mike, thank you so much. These are just some of the headlines that are in MI Tech News, and you can get all of these headlines for free and in depth, along with a lot of the audio that you hear on our program as well. Simply go to internetadvisor.net and go down and hit the subscribe button. It's as simple as that. No money involved, and you got all this goodness coming to you. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.